Tsunami hits Indonesia. Numerous people are killed in a row house in the Bronx. Seven folks, two students and two adults, killed in a bus accident on the way to play baseball in Florida from a Christian school. Tornadoes level homes and even a church in Florida. Tragedy, trauma, strike. What do you mean? What does it mean? And how does it affect your spiritual life? Even here on this campus, we've been spared major injury, for which I am thankful, but in our midst is most certainly a playing out of the difficulties and traumas of life, the onset of disease, the acting out of an adolescent or child, interpersonal hurt or conflict, deaths of relatives and parents, even storms, once of summer, once of ice, that knocked out power to the seminary. In the blame game, so popular since Adam and Eve, the tendency is to find fault with those who have been affected by the tragedy. The Florida church was leveled because it was preaching false doctrine, for instance. Or, as was reported by our Board for Human Care Ministries, people going to Indonesia saying that it was hit primarily as a punishment for being non-Christian. Disease comes to you as a punishment from God. Your adolescent is struggling because you're not a good enough parent. Using the blame game, I wonder what sins we committed for having our power shut down. Maybe we were too liberal or conservative or something. The problem with this approach to the events in a fallen world, using those events in the blame the victim for what goes on game, we lose the capacity for doing what we should be doing. Rather than blaming and accusing others, we could and should be using these things as flags for personal repentance. Our spiritual walk is never enriched by blaming other people for their misfortune. Actually, the point is to use what happens to others as a personal call to repentance. I believe this is the point of Jesus' teaching in the reading for today. Do you think that because the Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will perish as they did. Or those 18 people that were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. The first call of the Holy Spirit to us is not a call to find fault and blame in the other. The first call of the Holy Spirit to us is not to condemn other groups for their misdeeds or characteristics and therefore their misfortunes. In short, the first call of the Holy Spirit is not to discern the difficulties outside of ourselves. The first call is rather to use that which is outside of ourselves to bring us to personal discernment, to personal repentance, to a personal trip to the cross. The tragedy of another brings me to repentance. The trauma to another brings me to my knees. The misfortune of another propels me to the foot of the cross. For it is in the arrogance of spiritual one-upmanship that is the point of Jesus' words to his audience in Luke and to us today. I encourage you, I encourage myself, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to root out all kinds of such spiritual arrogance, and in a spirit of repentance and prayer, to come to Christ, where Christ speaks, "My son, my daughter, I forgive you your sins. I love you with an everlasting love. You are indeed my child forever." Amen.